Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, we have reached the 56th verse of this chapter.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأطيعوا الرسول لعلكم ترحمون.
And establish prayer and give zakah and obey the messenger that you may receive mercy.
So, in this verse, three things are mentioned. At first, an established prayer, أقيموا الصلاة, and then, وآتوا الزكاة, pay the poor rate, وأطيعوا الرسول, and obey the messenger, and at the end, you will be shown mercy. لعلكم ترحمون, so that mercy may be shown to you. We have many traditions on ritual prayers and almsax. For example, the Prophet of Islam alone has got many traditions and words regarding this important issue. Prophet ﷺ has said, "The first thing that Allah obligated upon my people to do was the five ritual prayers, and the first deed of them that will ascend is the five ritual prayers, and the first thing that will be asked about is the very ritual prayer." So, at first, أقيموا الصلاة is mentioned. Ritual prayer, alms tax, and obeying divine leader, this is an obvious example of faith and righteous deeds for those believers to whom sovereignty of the earth was promised in the previous verse. That is why this verse is mentioned. One of the possible explanations of this verse following the previous one is this fact, that if you want to be sincere in your faith and have righteous deeds as well, have righteous deeds accompany those beliefs, you must be of the kind that أقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأطيعوا الرسول. You must establish your prayer, you must pay the poor rate, and you must obey the messenger.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, the first point of the verse is وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. So, in Islam, worshipping issues or ritual prayer, financial issues, and political and governmental issues are not separated from each other. So in this verse, people are somehow mobilized for preparing the ground for such a government. So at first, it is for salat. It is aqimus salah, an established prayer, the same ritual prayer that is the key of relation between the creator and the creatures. It guarantees their continuous connection with Allah, and it is an obstacle between them and corruption and wrong action. So this is a very important thing. If you want your belief to produce righteous deeds, you need some kind of obstacle between you and those wrong deeds. And this is what prayer does. So at first, you need this. You need to establish your connection with the Almighty Allah. You need to realize and recognize yourself as the one who is connected to the Almighty Allah. You need to realize that Almighty Allah is the absolute cause. And then you need something that controls you, something that takes your hand whenever you're lost in this divine worldly life. Then, after that, the verse continues saying, وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ. As we said, financial issues and worshipping issues, as well as the political and governmental issues, they're not separated from each other. So it is the same alms rate that is the sign of relationship with other Allah's creatures. And it is an effective means for decreasing the distance between them and their affectionate relations will be strengthened in this way. So the verse says, obey the messenger. And this obedience, which is general, indicates that we should be obedient unto the messenger of Almighty Allah in all cases, in all things. And this will cause us to be among the righteous believers who deserve to have the authority of the earth. So it is in this case, and under the shade of fulfilling these commandments, that haply we may find mercy and be among those righteous believers who are worthy of leading the government of justice. So the verse concludes, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that maybe mercy be shown to you. Imam Baqir alayhi salam has said, Islam is founded on five things: ritual prayer, alms tax, ritual pilgrimage, fasting, and the guardianship of the Ahlul Bayt. Thank you for staying with us, brothers and sisters. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.